SMU busted for giving money and cars to recruits and arranging jobs for a kid's unemployed parents. Texas A&M under investigation for giving money and a car to a kid who had already taken $35,000 and ran from the Milwaukee Brewers. TCU decimated by the termination of six players from their team for taking illegal recruiting inducements, which will no doubt be investigated. Yeah, it's been quite a season in the Southwest Conference, hasn't it? The football's been pretty ordinary, but for off-the-field intrigue and suspense, you won't find better this side of Dynasty. The TCU situation came up suddenly and most unexpectedly, but regardless of how you may feel about the Horned Frogs or Coach Jim Wacker, you have to give him credit. When he came to TCU, he said he was going to win and he was going to do it above board. The jury is still out on the former, but by golly, he wasn't kidding about the latter. We're talking four defensive starters and a Heisman Trophy candidate. Even at a relatively small church-supported academy like TCU, the football coach is under enormous pressure to win, however he can. What Wacker did took real guts, given that climate, and it should remove any doubt about whether he's ready to walk it like he talks it. Indeed, you don't see Jackie Sherrill taking similar measures. But when you look at the big picture, it's yet another example of the sorry, hypocritical state of college athletics. It's a multifaceted issue with far more gray area than black or white, but we can't understand why they don't just go ahead and pay athletes and put the NCAA out of business. In the first place, everybody cheats, no matter what they say. They have to compete. Secondly, let's say you're a 17-year-old kid from the wrong side of the tracks with a good pair of legs on you. You haven't had the same shot as everybody else. You're not that in tune with school. Yet you aspire to a better life, and the road to that end is in the professional athletic arena. To get there, you have to go through college, which is not the most appealing notion in the world. So some guy comes along and paves the way for you to go to his school and play ball and not do much else. Now what are you going to do? Say no? No way. You're going to take whatever they give you and never look back. Ask any of these players who have been nailed if they think they did anything wrong. For the camera, they may say, yeah, they did, and they're sorry. But in their heart of hearts, they don't think they did anything that everybody else isn't doing, and they didn't break any laws anyway. Just a bunch of phony baloney rules enforced rather selectively by an outfit that's too weak to do its job effectively. It's just one aspect of the overhauling college sports, especially football, needs so desperately. But for right now, that's somewhere over the rainbow. Meanwhile, we wonder what's going to become of the Southwest Conference. How many more will be nailed? Ready for Notre Dame Rice in the Cotton Bowl January 1st? That's sports through these four eyes. I'm Mike Reiner.